Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
You're at Power FM. We've got a bit of a problem with the building at the moment. It's kind of embarrassing. The place stinks.
Does it? Hang on. Well, and it's not me.
We don't think it's emanating from any particular team member. And even if it was, I wouldn't single them out on air. But I feel like we're going to start developing a reputation soon because it is a truly horrible smell that is haunting this building at the moment. Like, we had people come to visit us yesterday in the office, and this was their reaction, just like,
what is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
It smells like Bigfoot's
It wasn't that bad, but I mean, we've got our new admin person, Belinda.
Yeah.
She started yesterday, and we thought we'd have a morning tea for Belinda. So everyone piled into the boardrooms here at Power FM, and we're all trying to enjoy morning tea with all the nibblies.
Cheeses and
everyone's like, oh, it's stench. It's just... it's permeating the walls. Yeah. We don't know where it's coming from, and it smells like something's dead.
Yeah, it really, like, we even lit a candle, like we were having a seance for said rat spirit before she turned up, just to be like, oh, let's try and cleanse this smell out of here. We had the back door open on Friday to try and get the smell out. Didn't work.
It's turned into an arms race, like, of scents, because, yeah, we think it might be a dead rat. So we got that smell. We're like, okay, well, we'll light scented candles to combat that. But if the smell gets worse, what are we, we're going to have like, Ambipure or Glades in every room to try and, eventually someone's going to have to, you know, bite the bullet and go in search of whatever's making this smell, because it's just going to get worse.
We've got a big air vent. It's like a whole community that runs through this whole building. We're going to have to get Richard in there, like, you know, groundskeeper Willie off The Simpsons, grease him up and throw him in and go, all right, here's some
air. I don't want to drop Richard in it. He's our engineer. Like, he's way overqualified to go dead rat hunting. He shouldn't have to do that. But you're like, oh, what are you doing in this situation? And the problem is as well, like, a lot of people come here to collect their prizes for the winter wheel. You know, we always get visitors to the building. We're going to be like that stinky kid at school. We're going to develop the reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have a stinky kid at school, like in your class, chances are it was you.
That's right.
You know what I mean? If you didn't hear about the stinky kid, you're probably it. Yeah, because word spreads pretty quick on the far south coast. So I'm like, everyone's going to be like, oh, don't go to see the Power FM guys. They stank.
That's right. People say we stink
They're
on
nasty.
Air. And now we stink off air.
Yeah, that's right. Now we literally stink. On the upside, though, I'm saving a lot of money on deodorant. Why spray Lynx when there's something in the building that stinks? You know what I mean?
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday, we were talking about this study that Dyson, the vacuum cleaner people, had put out. So you got to question
it. Oh, yeah.
But they said, you know, a large amount of people don't realise that because they sleep with their pets in their bed, whether it's cats or dogs, whatever, it introduces a lot of yucky stuff into your bed. Between the sheets, you might find things like pollen, like certain pollen might trigger respiratory problems for people with hay fever and things like that. And then the other thing is dust mite feces. So apparently the animals bring that in from outside. Yeah. And it just increases, you know, the level of nasties. So there's microscopic nasties in your bed.
It shouldn't come as a surprise. Like any time you take the dog outside and brush the dog outside, you see what comes off that dog when you brush that dog.
Oh, that's it.
That's going straight onto your bed.
You take Pepper for a walk, and she'll see something on the ground. I'm like, I think I'm going to rub my face in that. Oh. And just tries to do a full body, like just roll in whatever it is. And you're like, that's probably the main reason why Pepper doesn't share the bed with us.
Imagine if humans tried to do that. Imagine if as humans we walked up and saw something that we liked and we just rolled
in it. Every time she does it, I'm just like, look at you. Look what you've become. Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, exactly right.
Show some decorum. We're in public, Pepper.
Yeah.
1-300-92-1250 though. We're curious about what it's like in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Or it's not that topic, by the
way.
No, we want to know.
Not relationship advice.
Are the pets allowed in the bed?
Yeah. Where do you sit on this issue?
Whether it's cats, dogs, iguanas.
Yep. Rats.
Rats.
Maybe not cockroaches.
Ferrets.
We can't discriminate here.
There's a lot of pets out there, and we want to know if your pets share the bed with you. We got Kelly from Toothdale on the phone. Morning, Kelly. Are you pro-pets in the bed or anti-pets in the bed? Well, what's the go at your place?
They are allowed on the bed. They're family.
So how many pets are you sharing the bed with each night, Kelly?
We have 4 dogs and 4 cats.
What? They're not all piled onto the bed at once, though, are they, surely?
We generally have 4 dogs and at least 2 cats. And 2 of our dogs are bull mastiff crosses, so they're not little.
Oh, my God. You almost need a roster system. There's that many.
Yeah. King-size bed, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Occasionally, if one of the kids aren't home, I'll get up and go sleep in their bed.
Oh. You get kicked out of bed by your dogs and cats.
Yeah.
Do any of them snore?
Yeah.
A couple of them do, but not as bad as the husband.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you and the hubby are in bed and you've got all these animals. How does he feel about this? Does he feel like he's getting pushed further and further off the bed?
Sometimes. Occasionally he'll go sleep on the lounge. He'll go, you can have your dogs.
When it comes to these colder months, Kelly, do you even bother pulling out the doona, or do you just pull a bull mastiff on you and just go, that'll keep me warm?
Sometimes you have to have an extra doona just so they don't sleep on it all and you've got at least some of it.
Oh, do they at least sleep uniformly, or are they like all over the place, all scattered, and you know?
Well, because there's so many and they're so big, they're all scattered, but they all take up the whole bed.
Oh, God. So it's their bed, you just get to turn up there every now and then.
Yeah. And try and get a spot.
Yeah, you've got to get in early.
Like a deli ticket. You've got to grab a ticket first in, best dressed.
Yeah, but well, no, you can't leave them outside.
No, okay, definitely not. Enough. Way too cold. No. Oh, well, as long as you get a good night's sleep and you got your furry family around you, it's happy
That's
days.
Right.
Thanks for chatting, Kelly.
All right, thanks.
See ya.
Have a good day.
You too. 1-300-92-1250 is our number. Get on the phone and tell us what it's like at your place. Are the pets allowed in the bed? Kylie in Brogo, friend of the show with us. Hello, Kylie. Yes or no when it comes to the pets sharing the bed, mate?
I'm a yes.
Well, that sounds like I'm a yes, but my partner Rob is a no.
Absolutely.
I'm guessing he doesn't win this argument, though.
Yeah.
Not all the time, no. We have a dash hound, so that makes all the difference.
Well, they're pretty small, though.
They are, and they're very cuddly and very loving, so, you know.
But they can stretch themselves out.
Yeah, so she normally starts at the bottom on my side, and then by the morning time she's in the middle of the pillow spooning Rob, the back of Rob's head.
Just rolls herself like a sausage up the bed. Here we go. Worked out the spot.
Yeah. I can't feel it at all, but he says, he's like, that's all that dog.
Oh, that's brilliant.
As long as he doesn't start throwing the dog around thinking it's the pillow.
Yeah, he's trying to fluff up the dash end.
Trying to make it shorter.
Oh, that's great. Well, hopefully you and Rob are getting good night's sleep with sharing the bed with the sausage dog. Thanks for chatting, Kylie.
It's only, you know, maybe once a week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, sure.
Fair enough. All right, well, have a good Tuesday. Thanks, Kylie.
You too, guys.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
A lot of times in New South Wales on the roads you see police now targeting speeding, drink driving, driver fatigue, all those sort of things. Well, I think maybe they should have similar signs to that when it comes to schools in Melbourne. Now, vaping is just taking over the country. All the kids are doing it in the schoolyard, you know. But it looks like in Melbourne, though, they've taken things to the next level. Maybe there should be signs, you know, police and schools now targeting vaping in schools or something like
that. It's bizarre. It's like people see it as a healthy alternative to smoking, and that is not the case.
It hasn't been around long enough to have accurate stats on just how bad it is for your health. Like, only just now they're like, hang on a sec, we've got the results back from the lab. Yeah, it's not good.
No.
It's definitely not like, oh, this is the healthy way of smoking.
Mm.
Nothing like that. But yeah, vaping, and they're cracking down on this in some of the schools in Melbourne.
They're now cracking down to catch culprits out with vape detectors inside bathrooms and cameras outside the toilets.
College leaders are informed by email that vaping has taken place, and then we're able to look at cameras, which is to identify which students have entered toilet blocks at particular points in time.
Oh, my God.
A little bit creepy. I suppose we'll call this Operation Vape on Tape. How awkward.
They're going to great lengths just to catch the kids having a vape.
I know.
Like, wouldn't you just like put one of the teachers in undercover?
As one of the students, as mum and walking
the tuck
around.
Shop lady. When they, you know, what are they doing when they're not running the tuck shop at lunchtime? Just like, you know, put a uniform on them, have them infiltrate the vape gangs, I'm assuming.
Give it a try. That's just one of the schools in Melbourne there. That's St. Columbus College in Essendon. That's how they're cracking down on the rules as well. But I'll tell you what, it looks like notifications come through. I don't know if parents get notifications at the same time. It's in real time. Obviously, the teachers get notifications, but I wonder if the parents are just at work going, oh, your kid's been caught vaping again.
Yeah.
How's it going to go down?
Depending on how old the parent is, they might be like, what's vaping?
Exactly right. That's what I'd be like. I'm not hip with all these terms, but it looks like they're trying to roll this thing out. Possibly right across Melbourne.
Oh.
There are calls to install detectors in all Victorian schools, but the state government says while it can be a deterrent, studies show the sensors don't work and students will just find somewhere else to vape.
So they're like dummy cameras, are they?
I would have thought they'd install the cameras out near the sports shed down at the Oval. That was always where, when I was at high school, yeah. The kids, you know, we didn't have vaping back then, but the kids that smoked, that's where they would go.
Yeah, up the road at Bega High School, you knew of certain, you know, we'd have different age toilets. There'd be like the year 7 and 8's toilets, year 9's and 10's and 11's and 12's. You'd know certain toilets to stay away from because obviously you might see puffs of smoke.
Most, like, boys' toilets at schools you'd want to stay away from anyway, just purely based on how disgusting they are.
Just how times have changed. Like, imagine the students going to this school and all of a sudden there's these posters about vaping, how bad it is for you on the toilet walls and everything like that. But, yeah, well, obviously, you heard there, they're not too effective. So they are trying when it comes to this whole thing. But experts are saying, you know, like, cut it off at the source because it is illegal. Like, in the first place, like, kids shouldn't be able to get a hold of these vaping pens.
No, that's why I'm like, I'm baffled by why how it's getting into schools in the first place.
I'd imagine how awkward it'd be for some of the teachers as well, like, confronting what an interrogation room, talking about vaping in the classroom with a shining light on their face or something, eyes maybe a little bit glazed over or something like that. Especially even more awkward would be the call to the office. You know, all of a sudden someone gets on the PA, oh, you know, we've got a suspected group of males flashing their pens around the toilets again. That'd raise more concerns than just vaping alarms, I think.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.